Trump declares Iran a failed nation, leadership is in total disarray. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 31, 2026. President Donald Trump declared Iran to be a failed nation and continued to criticize Iranian leadership for being in total disarray and being incapable of representing Iranian citizens. In a post on Truth Social, Trump also called for Iranian leaders to be tried for war crimes against humanity. Trump also noted that Iran has no navy, no air force, and no currency. Iran is officially a failed nation, Trump said. It is dead. They have no navy, they have no air force, they have no currency. They are not paying their soldiers or police, inflation is at 300%. And their leadership is in total disarray and incapable of properly representing the country. The only thing they have is fake news from the USA. A willingness to kill their protesters, now over 100,000 people dead. They must be tried for war crimes against humanity, and a good line of bullshit, Trump added. Trump's post comes after the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, announced that it had launched ballistic missiles and drones at two U.S.-operated air bases in Jordan. Breitbart News's Joshua Klein reported that a U.S. official confirmed the Iranian retaliation to CNN, saying missiles fired into Jordan had been intercepted. A U.S. official confirmed the Iranian retaliation to CNN, saying missiles fired into Jordan had been intercepted, and no impacts had been reported. A U.S. source familiar with the situation similarly told Fox News that nearly all of the incoming missiles had been intercepted and no significant impacts had been reported. The IRGC's strikes against two American-operated bases in Jordan came after U.S. forces were announced to have struck two Iranian launchers on Larak Island as IRGC forces were seen preparing to launch rockets with sea mines into the Strait of Hormuz. Earlier today, U.S. forces struck two Iranian launchers on Larak Island, a U.S. official said in a statement. Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps forces were observed preparing to launch rockets with sea mines into Strait of Hormuz.